I have a lot of last conversations. What I mean is that in these conversations, the person with whom I am speaking and I both know that this is likely our last conversation. We both know, or at least I know, that a few days or hours, this person will see face to face the one whom I preach only in faith. It's our last conversation as they stand on the threshold of eternal life. These conversations are precious and memorable. The time is short, the words are few, there is a clarity to the conversation because the time is short and the words are few. And whatever needs to be said now. A few years ago, I was visiting my great uncle and my cousins in California. My great uncle was a very devout Catholic and attended Mass nearly every day for over 50 years. He and my aunt attended Mass every day, even after he began to suffer from Alzheimer's disease. During this particular trip, however, my great uncle was staying in a rehabilitation center after a surgery and was not able to go to Mass. Now, there are a few privileges to having a priest in the family. Even though my great uncle was not usually sure what his relationship was to this priest from North Carolina. And I obtained permission to offer Mass in the rehabilitation center for my great uncle and the other residents. After Mass, we had donuts. And as I sat at the table with my great uncle, he looked at me and said, "I know who you are. You're my brother Ted's grandson, and you're a priest." The time was short, and the words were few, and there was a clarity to the conversation that only the grace of God can give. That was our last conversation. Love one another as I have loved you. It's part of the last conversation at the Last Supper. Love one another as I have loved you. The Lord Jesus said so many things to his disciples and to the crowds during his earthly ministry. He preached about eternal life. He spoke about being born again. He talked about salt and light and seeds and harvests. And Jesus did so many things. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He fed the 5,000 on the side of the mountain and spoke of the bread of life. He went fishing and he washed their feet in the upper room. He showed them what it means to love. Jesus taught them how to love. I was talking with a new father not very long ago, and he said something very interesting. "My baby girl taught me something. She taught me how to love. I didn't know we could love like that." Wives say the same thing of their husbands, and husbands say the same thing of their wives. "He teaches me what it means to love. She teaches me what it means to love." Priests say the same thing of their parishes. "You teach us how to love." Jesus taught his disciples how to love. He showed them what it means to love. He gave them his time and his teaching and his mercy and his very life. Jesus gave everything to his disciples. He gave everything to his disciples to show them how to give everything to each other. Jesus did not say, "Love me as I have loved you." Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." Loving each other will be the testimony of our love for Jesus. This is how we show our love for Jesus. This is how we will be recognized as the disciples of the Lord. Loving one another as we gather for worship. Loving one another as we exit the parking lot of the church. Loving one another as we bring our children to faith formation. Loving one another each time we speak, because Any moment could be our last conversation. The time is short and the words are few. And there is a clarity of conversation that only the grace of God can give. Love one another as I have loved you. Amen.